we're trying to distribute and vaccinate as, you know, as many as we can, as fast as we can. Of course, some of that depends on the supply. What I would say is that we are working our way through the final stages of those that are really in that high-risk category, and also those that are frontline first responders and our hospital staff that follows the national requirements. Once we are done with all of that population, then we will be opening the availability for the vaccine to the healthy population, the active duty population. So I would anticipate that that will probably be within the next 30 days, is my hope, that we would have something that we could start.